Hello, check one, one, two. Hello, hello, hello. Hey, 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 how's it going? Welcome to episode 17 of the Build and Launch Show. My name is Justin Jackson, and normally on this show, we are building and launching a product in 1 week. That's right, we start on a Friday and we ship it on Thursday. Right now, we're in between seasons, so we're just kind of hanging out, just spending some time before we launch on the next month of Hustle, where we'll be launching 4 new projects. I'll be announcing the date of season 2 soon. But I thought I would give you folks an update, just let you know what's going on with some of the other projects we've done so far, and answer more of your questions. By the way, if you haven't had a chance yet, head over to buildandlaunch.net/newsletter. That's where you're going to get all of the updates on these projects, when we're launching season 2, all that kind of stuff. That's where I give all the stats, like revenue stats, traffic stats, how things converted, etc. So buildandlaunch.net/newsletter. And while you're on the Build and Launch site, why don't you go to buildandlaunch.net/review and leave a nice iTunes review. All right. Well, first of all, so anyone who wants to know if I survived the bachelor party or not, I did. It was great. A bunch of us, 22 of us, descended on Banff, Alberta, and had the time of our lives. We went snowboarding at sunshine. We hung out in Banff, went and ate great food. We had many, many soda pops. Many, many soda pops. Probably too many soda pops. And no one got hurt. And we all came home. In my books, that is a successful bachelor party. We did wreck a few things, but that's another story. One of the highlights of the trip was doing this 5-hour road trip with some other folks from British Columbia as we headed east to Alberta. As a part of the show, I've tried to get in the habit of recording everything. So I'll just be out doing my life and I'll have my phone recording the audio just in case I want to use the audio for the show. And these guys actually caught me recording them.
Are you recording this?
Maybe. I was trying to get it going and then my thing didn't work.
Let's do a product update. What's going on? So the last product we launched on the show was called Productify. It was a Gumroad plugin that allowed you to sell your WordPress content using Gumroad. So if you had a membership site, if you had an online course, basically anything you could put on WordPress, you could make it private and then only allow your Gumroad customers to access it. Well, this is a first for me, but we got a cease and desist order because of trademark infringement. Turns out, even though Productify is incredibly hard to say, somebody else had already taken it. And Carl and I thought, well, we could fight them on this if we wanted to. There's no trademark in Canada, where we both live. But we figured, it's not really worth it. And we came up with a new name. So we're going to be relaunching the plugin under productpress.me. And if you go and sign up there right now, you'll actually get a discount when we relaunch it. So productpress.me, if you're looking for a way to sell a WordPress membership or a course or a book or anything that you would, you know, use WordPress to create, and then you're trying to figure out how do I give people access and get their payment and all that stuff. That's what the plugin does. Here's another thing, an experiment I'd like to try. I've had tons and tons of people contact me asking if they could be one of the partners that I have on the show. So one of the people that partner with me to launch a product on the show. And obviously, I can't accommodate all of those because there's been quite a few. But there's something here, isn't there? There's some sort of trend. Obviously, people want to do this. I think they're looking for the public accountability. They're looking for the time frame with a launch date, a deadline. They're looking for the support. And so I'm going to pre-announce something right now that we are going to do in a future show in season 2, weekofhustle.com. That's something that I'm going to bring to you in season 2, and I'd like to see what kind of interest there is. In the same vein, in season 2, I'm planning on using our Gumroad plugin to relaunch my own course. If you go to justinjackson.ca/course, you can sign up for the waiting list for this new course I'm going to be launching. It's all about amplification, content marketing that works. And if you're heading to MicroConf in Vegas in April, that it looks like that's going to be a talk I'm giving. It was voted as the top attendee talks for MicroConf. So if you're going to MicroConf, make sure you say hi. And if not, check out justinjackson.ca/course, because that is something I'm planning on relaunching with that new plugin. So I wanted to take the opportunity this episode to reply to some of the emails I've been getting. First up, here are 3 points of general advice for people building their first product. Number one, start small and start now. I've said this over and over again, and I still get emails from people who are trying to build something too big. Step two is to choose a product that will help you make your first dollar on the internet. My friend Dan Martell has this great quote.
If you can get anybody to show up to your product or website or service that's not your cousin, not your friend, you know, doesn't know you whatsoever, and give you a dollar, you have gone pro on the internet.
If you can convince someone to pay you a dollar on the internet, you've made it as a product person. And third, set your own goals. Don't compare yourself to others. Don't try to follow the same steps that someone else did just because they were successful. Choose your own goals. Don't compare yourself to their success. And just start making something that you think people will want. Now, once you start building something, once you've decided what you're going to build, I think the first thing you should do is set up a landing page. And there's a few reasons for this. One is when you write your headline and subheadline, it will help clarify who this is for and why they're going to buy your product, right? So your headline should say, you are this kind of person with this kind of problem. And your subheadline should say, this product will solve your problem this way. So that's just a great framework for figuring out, you know, who is this product for and what kind of pain does it solve? The third thing your landing page should have is an email waiting list sign up. This will give you a few types of information. One, is anyone interested in the product you're pitching? Because giving your email address is the kind of lowest form of currency. If people aren't willing to give you their email address from your landing page, they are probably not interested in paying for your product. Second, when you do launch, you're going to have somebody to launch to, right? Instead of just launching to crickets, you're going to have some interested people on that list that have an intention to purchase the product. And so you'll be at a great advantage that when you finally get this thing out into the world, it won't just kind of sit there and get no attention. And finally, that mailing list is also a good way to get product feedback as you're building the product. So you can send out little demo versions, you can send out little samples, you can get some people to use the beta product. There's all sorts of ways you can get feedback from your list. So in terms of a landing page, you really want 3 things. A headline that says you are this kind of person with this kind of problem. A subheadline that says this product will solve your problem this way. And an email waiting list sign-up form. Hope that advice is helpful. So in terms of the launch stats for the WordPress plugin, we never really did share those. We had 2,495 views on the Productify plugin Gumroad page. And that was 8 sales, $488.55 for the launch. Unfortunately, we had to stop selling it right away because of the cease and desist order. So we were hoping to start marketing it to WordPress channels. We didn't even do any content marketing with WordPress, and we didn't even have a marketing page set up for this yet. We were just had a simple landing page, and all of that kind of got put on hold as soon as we got this cease and desist order. So, like I said, productpress.me is where we'll be relaunching that. All right, I want to give a shout out to some listeners who have been sharing the show on Twitter. Chad Flynn, Kurt Frankenberg, Mike Dariano, Tim Edwards, Rich Bouchard, Juna Tunanen, Barrett Brooks over there at fizzle.co. So thanks to all those folks that shared the show on Twitter. If you want to get me on Twitter, I'm the letter M, the letter I, and Justin. You can email me, words@bizbox.ca, or even better, you can join the newsletter list, buildandlaunch.net/newsletter, and just reply to the first email that I send you. If you want to see all of the products that we've launched here on Build and Launch, go to buildandlaunch.net/products. All right, I got to rush home. I don't have much time. Thanks so much for listening, and I will talk to you soon.